Done.
Merely.
How are
you? Hey, hey.
Been a long day.
Yeah, I know. I'm just looking at a watch here. Speaking of Ross and his 8,000 meter watch.
Yeah, why does he need a watch to go down so far?
I think probably for the sake of. I don't know, just because, you know.
Yeah.
Just look at my watch right now. It'll go down, you know, I don't know, 200 meters or something like that, which is, you know, plenty deep. I mean, I've never gone beyond 110 feet personally.
Down?
Yeah.
Yikes. Hell no. Oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah. You get to some there's some physiology involved when you start to go down that deep because you get nitrogen narcosis. Be careful how you come up because you'll get nitrogen bubbling in your blood and it'll create an aneurysm. So
yeah.
you gotta stage yourself. But yeah, I mean 110 feet is not that big a deal if you've got good visibility or good lights or good something. But anyway, that's that. To explain to our friends, we have a friend who's designing and having a watch, a custom watch built in Los Angeles, which is, that's a first, I think. I've never had someone, you know, contact me and say, you know, I'm designing a custom watch. It'll go 8,000 meters under the water and oil filled and blah, 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 you name it.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? I mean, you know, that's like Rolex or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm trying to understand it. I guess it's like, you go and have your watch made, kind of like a woman. You can't buy anything off the rack. You have to have it made for you.
Yeah, but he's plans to, he's going to go into production.
Oh,
he's not just building himself a watch. He's building himself a watch for trade. This is going to be a watch. This will be on the market. He'll compete with Rolex,
gotcha,
or somebody like that. That's why he doesn't want. That's why he asked me. He doesn't want to. He kind of wants to avoid the Rolex look. So he doesn't, so that he doesn't be accused of being a Rolex knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to have, I mean, he's an exceptionally good watchmaker. He's a, you know, just brilliant. But, you know, I guess that's the natural extension. He, interesting story, he learned watchmaking by, he got hit by a bus, of all things.
Yeah.
And his rehab in the hospital was forever. And he learned watchmaking, took a course.
Wow.
A watchmaker. And he got out of that and now has a cane and a bunch of other stuff. And he's hobbles around and I've known him forever. He was a very good friend of my boys. He calls me Pops. And he became a watchmaker. But he's not anybody's watching. He's becoming the biggest name on the West Coast. For custom work, he does, like, he'll do the clock on the top of the city hall, and he'll do the most expensive other thing you've got, or your stand up, whatever. So he's cool. You know, if you look him up, I think he's called Montana Watchmakers or something. He's in Missoula. He's in Montana.
That's fascinating.
So that's the fascinating thing. And I'm also, while I'm looking at that, of course, I have to think about God.
Of course.
I'm going to talk to you, so I have to think about God. Put the watch down. The Neuralese coming on. I'm going to talk about God.
Well, that's an improvement.
Yeah, I guess it moved the needle, didn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it absolutely did. Wow. I mean, for the longest time, I was like, do we have to say that? Do we have to say God? Wow. I feel accomplished.
Yeah, good. You are.
That's very nice.
I got David Berliner's book out just to cover myself. He's got the book called The Devil's Delusion.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote the answer to, one of Dawkins' books. He was kind of the other side of that. The God delusion, probably. This is the devil delusion. Berliner's from Seattle. He's the Christian side of that. He's the theist side of that. But he goes up against Dawkins's three proofs that God doesn't exist. And one, the first proof is that the reason that one of the affirmations that God does not exist is because the universe is improbable, because it's so complicated. And yeah, and the other one is,
How does that work?
well, I think I think his argument there, I think Dawkins's argument for the improbability is that it's because the second proof goes to design, and that it's not, you can't, nobody designed this, it's too improbable, it's just too random. That's the
But
second proof that God doesn't exist.
then what about sacred geometry?
Well, I don't know what is sacred geometry. I don't know what that is. What are you talking about?
Everything, all the numbers, everything is repeating numbers, the way it grows and the way it moves. I mean, there's order to everything,
Yes, I
even
get
in the chaos.
right. And that's an argument that a Penrose would make. He would make the argument that mathematics talks to everything, and that's the same thing. And Einstein came to believe that, and so did Gödel. Anyway, the guy that walked with Einstein to Princeton, he was, these guys were proving that the biology is provable in math. The biology is provable in math, just like you just said. And they're turning out to be right.
It's a design. It's
Yeah.
order.
Yeah, it is. But there's the randomness of how it all comes together in terms of how it finds, in other words, you know, the order is kind of after the fact as opposed to before the fact. You can see it and you can design it, but you can't predict, with the exception of mass, how it's going to come together. And then that doesn't seem to be, that doesn't follow any kind of a theorem or any kind of a theory. It just is. We know what it does, but we don't know why it does it. Does that make any sense, or am I just babbling?
No, because it's consciousness, and that's the whole idea of, of not needing to know how.
You
You don't need to
see,
know the how. What?
yeah, you see, Merrily, that's such a, I'm sure people who listen to us are staggered by your ability to come up with, you know, a complete piece of nonsense that I can't answer. Because you're just, it's too good. I mean, it's like as soon as you say, I don't know, or give it up to God, I'm stonewalled immediately. What the hell am I? What's my answer for that?
I don't know, but did I say
Well,
that?
some version of that. It's
Well,
like,
what I know what I'm talking about is like, when people are talking about this, manifestation and all that stuff, and the repeating mantra is you don't have to know how. Okay, you don't have to know the how. Don't worry about the how. It just happens. You just
yes.
have to believe. So
Yes,
you're
but
talking about what? In science, you can't.
that doesn't pack
But
any water into science. That doesn't pack any water.
I know, but the arrogance of science. God does not bow down to science, to man. You know what I mean? It's like, so what, idiot? You can't figure me out. Whatever. Why don't you just try it? Just do what I say.
I mean, that's the my truck is bigger than your truck argument, you know?
No, it isn't. It's literally the scientist looking at it through the microscope and he can't figure it out. You just can't figure it out. And it's like, yeah, because you got to get in there, in the microscope. You got to become it. That's the only way to understand it. We've said this a million times already. It's the
No,
only way.
you have. I've listened. You have said it a million times.
Yeah. Because you're watching me under the microscope
Yes, I
and
am.
you're watching what is happening, and I'm telling you the how doesn't matter. It just
Well,
doesn't.
it's a beautiful story. It really is, because it makes everything so simple and wonderful. And that's true enough. But getting back to Berliner and our friends here, the hypothesis is rises the larger problem of who designed the designer. That gets down to first cause. If there is a designer, who designed the designer? They keep rolling it. In other words, that's their argument against your argument.
That's because
And
they want to make an it. It's not an it. You
why
can't make a creature out of it.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think that that's what I was going to bring up just now. I'm glad that you brought it up ahead of me because you just stole all my thunder, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
So I
yeah.
don't know. Am I cracking up? Because you're cracking up. I don't know if it's my thing or your thing.
I don't know. I don't hear any problems, so it may be
Okay.
on your side. So
Could be my side.
maybe move around. Yeah, I don't know.
It's okay now. Just sometimes it'll crack up. But see, that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's how
Yeah.
it
I love it.
goes.
Yeah. How many times are people going to continue to try to prove instead of just try to walk it?
Well, that's a that's I think that we'd be all in better shape if that happened, of course. If your theory, if your thoughts came to fruition as they slowly are, we know we'd all be better off. There'd be no wars, there'd be no nothing. You know, we'd all be happy. But I don't know that we're suited for that necessarily. I think the biggest mistake that religion has made, because this guy's very religious, I think religion tying God to a look-alike man, I think, is the biggest mistake they ever made, just for identity. Because I don't think that a power system, which has got to be running this place, has anything to do with looking like a man. I don't think they're, you
Yeah,
know.
but I think the whole idea of it is to appeal to all intelligence levels. It's a story. And we,
I get
you
that. I
know.
get that. Yeah, but what the appeal then has to do with tithing. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get those pictures right on that stained glass wall, so make sure, you know, get the basket set up in the back of them, you know, when you get out of here, pass that basket around, and make sure that you remind these guys that if they sin, they're going to go to hell, and we'll take care of that in the back room. So, you know,
You see, the whole thing is twisted. I mean, the whole
terribly
thing is
flawed.
twisted. Yeah, it's
Yes, I know, but
just.
those are your people. Yeah.
What do you mean? Who are my people?
The
What are you talking about?
twisted ones.
The twisted ones, yeah.
No.
No, but it's twisted because part of it is just, a story. It's an analogy. We're trying to visualize what is going on here in our reality. And without the visual, we really can't understand. So the story had to make characters out of the whole thing, out of the Father, the Holy Ghost, and how that all works out. And we have to just follow it and believe. And then there's people who say no.
No. We don't have to follow it and believe. We have to
No,
acknowledge that it
no.
exists.
No. You're taking me literally. What I'm saying is that there's a school of people who, scientists, who want to prove that that theory is just BS.
They're correct. And they're correct. I mean, give it to them.
They're
Because they're.
not correct. There, it's a between understanding that the artist created a story. So quit
Right.
trying to be so right, so literal about it.
Right. This is just a story. It's a fantasy. So what is
That's
the
not a
real
fan.
story? What is the
No,
real story?
it's not a fantasy. That's different. A story is not necessarily a fantasy. A story is imagery. Gives us something to understand.
Well, let's just call it fiction then, for
It's
easier
not
comparison.
fiction. It's clear. It's the difference between me telling you a story and you watching the same story on a movie screen. If I tell you the story, you're going to have to imagine it in your head, but you don't have any evidence of it. But if a movie, if you walk into the theater, you're going to see it for yourself.
But okay, all right, but I don't, I never envision a human God creature. I always envision a system of
But
some
that's
kind of a
fine.
system, you
But
know?
that's fine. That's your understanding.
Yeah.
Right. It's your
Okay.
understanding. And if somebody else wants to understand differently, then it's their prerogative to do. And it doesn't make scientists right. It does not make them right. Because you can't say that there is no such thing as existence in itself. There is, we exist.
Yes,
Period.
all right, we exist, of course, but that can be, I mean, that the argument of random selection can support that. So there's nothing about spiritualism
No.
in that at all.
No, because if you only look at it through the eyes of a scientist and it's random selection, you miss out on the magic of it because you don't know how to operate within the system.
Well, I think that random selection is magic. Just by the
Okay,
virtue
but
that it exists. I mean, random selection is very magical. I mean, my God, think about these poor guys that, decide they're going to be peas or carrots or whatever.
okay. All right, but that's a different discussion.
Why?
Because the point is not about the random selection, but the fact that we exist. And if we do exist, do we know how to operate within the system? Whether we call it religion, whether we call it science, whether we call it the nothingness, whatever, do we know how to operate within it?
Well, we eat and we die. I mean, it's the
No,
arc of
see, we
life.
don't. No, that's, see, that's, we don't know. That's totally missing the whole experience.
And the right side of that coin is
Knowing how to operate in this world. If you don't know how to operate here, just eating, sleeping, and till the end of day.
And knowing how to operate then would be, in your context, would be elevating yourself through knowledge and spirituality and so forth and so on. Do you become
It's
cleaner?
literally, it's, let me give you the image. The difference is, if you're going to just eat and sleep and live through your day to the end of your days, it's like walking through the Sahara Desert.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. When you know how to operate the system, you're walking through the garden.
Oh, no, you're using my term of system. You're using my term. You're using system in your argument. What
Yes.
is the system in your context then?
Pretty much the nothingness, the energy of love, the subatomic particles, the energy, the vibration that comes together and creates something.
Right.
Whether it, yeah.
Pretty much take that. Yeah, I pretty much accept that.
Okay.
All right.
So now
We just swam
that
right
energy,
past God, other than just for the
no, that
image.
is God. That's the,
Ah,
that's,
my
that
point.
is,
My point.
what is your point?
That the system is God. That the system is God. It's not
Well,
God, it's a system.
why do we have to go round and round and round on this thing?
We're not. I just won.
No, you didn't win. No, you didn't win. There, obviously, you've got some hang up with the word God.
I've totally hung
And
up with the word God,
because
yeah.
God has an affiliation, association with religion, which you don't like and don't believe in, and all that whole system.
Right.
But that brings me back to my point about the whole thing being twisted.
Right,
If we
continue.
understand the truth about the system, then religion is irrelevant. That doesn't matter.
Ah, right. Right. The relevance is the system operating
Right.
within the system.
Right. But the
Right.
scientist doesn't know how to operate within the system. And because he's trying to prove what God is according to religion, he's not able to do it because he doesn't know how to operate in the system.
All he's doing is analyzing the system. He's analyzing the system. He's not operating it or not operating. He's just giving it,
Well, so what? I can analyze a bunch of things at Home Depot. It doesn't make me a carpenter. Right?
I don't know how to respond to you sometimes. I just gobsmacked.
Well,
Right.
okay. So that's why we have to get off this merry-go-round and understand that unless you got some plans, you don't know what you're doing. You're just in Home Depot.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to flashing and roofing and see what we can do.
So, it's like there's nothing to prove. You just have to be it. You need a map.
All right, but as a species, we're naturally curious, so that's not going to change. We're just going to be curious about who we are. We are, you
But
know.
if we wanted to, if we really, if that was true, John, if that were really true, if we
It
were
is true.
curious, no, it isn't.
You don't think we're
No.
curious?
No.
What?
I think the greater majority is not curious about who we are. I think scientists are curious. I think that there are people out there who are curious in general about whatever it is they're curious about, but not
Yeah.
about the operation of
Well,
themselves.
maybe not. I mean, that's true enough. But I mean, everybody, I think we're curious as a species. We're just curious to look under the table, to look behind the couch, to look in the box, to look in the bag, whatever. We're just curious, like cats, we're curious. All right? And the extension of that is research to become more curious.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a flaw. That's just the way it is.
No, it's not a flaw at all. We're meant to be like that, but we're trying to find our way home. The clues we're looking for under the couch are the clues to find our way.
Yes.
And it's right.
And
Okay, it's not there.
somebody capitalized on that, you know, and came
Yeah.
up with the phrase God, I think, in the 6th century. God didn't even exist until somebody figured out the word in the 6th century. You know, that's 600 years after the birth of Christ, before the word God
Well,
even came up.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who would, are just ready to go toe to toe with you about that. And the point is, there's no reason to, because that again just creates division. It's not the remedy. We're
Well,
looking for a solution.
I'm not looking for a remedy here. I'm not looking for a remedy at all.
Not you. I'm saying in general, I'm saying that the point that you just made about God's name, somebody else out there would be like, that is not true. And they'd be willing to go toe to toe with you. And that creates division. But I'm saying it's pointless to argue who's right about when the word God came up.
All they
Neither
have to do
one.
is all they have to do is cite their answers. Citation, cite your answer. You know, I can cite the 6th century God.
Okay. That's okay, but it's again, this is human nature, wanting to be right. We have to give that up. Stop trying to be right and just be love.
Okay. All right.
Right?
No.
There's really it's just no, because the win is so short. It's like, so what? Okay, you're right. You're right. Okay.
All
The
right.
name of God came up. So what? It doesn't solve anything.
So the solution then is to let's put God, the word, aside for a while. Because the word God and the image of God the Father or God the Son really doesn't equate to reality in any context other than a story. That's the
It
only context of
does. It does. It's just imagery.
right, just imagery, right? Just a context. It's a story. It's imagery. It's how to tell a story.
No,
You know?
but it does matter because God the Father, we don't see God the Father. We don't see them. I mean, him, quote unquote. We don't see him. Okay, God the Father is the all. It's the vibration, the energy field, right? So in that system, God is the system. Now the system manifests into the flesh, and now we have Jesus.
What does God the
And
Father have to do with gender anyway?
what do you mean?
I mean, what are we? I mean, that's a gender appropriation. Him, God the Father, man,
Yeah,
da-da-da.
I know, but these are tiresome arguments.
Are you tired?
We're trying to get to the solution instead of dissecting the problem.
Well, I don't think you can get to the solution to dissect the problem. I mean, I think just in the last 15 minutes, we've managed to put God on the table and then move him to the side as an image. So he's just a story.
No, it's a no, a system.
The system,
Okay,
yeah.
the system, because even the Bible says God is love, and love is not a he or a she.
Right.
Okay,
Except that
so
God the
now,
Father is this guy. I guess
all
we're just
right.
going to have to get through that somehow,
Well,
right?
because man came first. It just makes sense.
Oh,
What?
that's the height of credulity. Come on. I
What do you
mean,
mean?
well, because these, I mean, man, M-A-N, did not come before woman to be only man. I mean, that's an evolution of stuff. You're an evolution of stuff. I'm gonna accept the fact that a higher authority, that would be a higher order of thinking, may have started the process somehow, maybe, because the periodic table came from somewhere. But I think gender is totally random. That just came because things bumped into one another until they came up with the right mix.
Why is his name Adam?
That's all that stuff. I see, I don't buy any of that stuff. Adam,
What do
Eve,
you mean?
the devil is a guy with his pointed tail and his pointy ears and
No,
whatever.
nobody said that. Nobody said that. No, the Adams, the ATOMs, the Adams.
Well, literally,
Here's.
atoms. You mean, oh, what you're saying is that Adam the man is designed after
Yeah,
atomic particles,
right.
and who came up with that idea? Like an outer
No, it's
space
just
person or
no, it's just a story,
that?
and the spelling is different. We're just trying to follow a story so we know what to do, how to find our way home. It's like one clue after another clue, you know, and we're just too busy trying to prove it wrong instead of finding our way out.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess that you get on the yellow brick road. I mean, that would be the yellow brick road method, I suppose. And I think there's nothing wrong with that, because I know many people who need to have that. They just need to believe that. My parents were rabid
Wait a minute.
Christians,
Need to believe what?
that there's a path.
Mm.
I think we're swimming in random. I think we're going in increasing entropy,
I think
as
there's
opposed.
Yeah, mixed. There's mixed concepts going on here.
Of course there are. Of course
Right.
there
But
are.
that's why there's a confusion and we can't come together because we're
Honey,
not
I'm not
talking about the
confused.
same thing.
I'm not confused at all.
No. Oh, God, help me. Okay. No. There is a path, there is a way. Yes, and it may be all over the place, but there's only it's just so narrow. It doesn't matter where you go or how random it seems to be or what time of day in space and time, it's still the way. It's a very narrow path. It's called love. God.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's right. I'm hanging dingleberries on all of your stories. I
Yes.
get it. I know that. I
Yeah.
know that.
I noticed too though, like in my ascension call in that whole meeting, I'm like, well, maybe I should really like drill down on what love is instead of using the word love so much. You know, is there an assumption that people know? But I told them like four times, you know, what love is. But it takes a lot of times, a lot of repetition for people to really understand that.
Well, I agree with that. I think again, we've talked about this in the past, but I think that you have to, it's not, you can't use love. You have to use the meaning of love in this almost in the same sentence. Otherwise it doesn't stick. Because love, can be Valentine candy, depending on who you're talking to.
Well, you're right. But I mean, that's true. But when we're in the meeting
Hang on
speaking
just a
of
minute. Hang on just a minute. What time is it? Time is 7:20. You just said you're true. I was recording the time.
That I'm
Did you
true?
know that I was true? It's true.
Oh,
All I
so
said
my
was true.
gosh.
Go on, keep going.
What I'm saying is that when I'm talking to everybody about the game and about behavior and, what is love and what isn't love and stuff, it's in the context. So, for me to use the word love, I've already described what it is very clearly what it
Well, maybe you
is.
should have a show of hands, or let's all say it together. Like, let's all stand up and say, let's say the full sentence together, okay?
Right.
Love
Love
means,
is the
yeah,
absence of pain.
right. And then, say, give them a mantra. What's wrong with that? Works for the monks, run around chanting, could have people chanting.
Yeah, love means I will not hurt you. I will not
Yep.
hurt you.
There you go. There you go. Have them all stand up and say that on a Zoom call. Everybody stand up, clap their hands.
I will not hurt you.
Just all join hands, stand up. Now repeat after me four times, okay? And then sit down and say it one at a time. Each of me, I want everyone to say it, okay? Mary, number one, say it to everybody. Da, da, da. Now, do we all get that? Okay.
But
Now,
see,
next.
once again, for anybody who is not reading the game or doesn't know anything more than what I'm just saying now, I'm sure there's a little confusion and pushback going, what do you mean? Because love hurts.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't need to read the book necessarily to understand it. They understand your sentence. They may, I mean, the clarity of the book is enormous, but they can hear, they can, hurt. The hurt locker is the hurt locker. They get it,
But what we don't get is how we're behaving that is contrary to I love you.
Okay, but that's the book. I mean, that's the game. That's the basis for the game. And you really can't cover that, I don't think, in a speech or a, there's nothing about that you can cover. You can discuss it, but that has to be discussed in detail. That's a scientific method process. It has to be looked at and examined. You have to be able to
Well,
take it
plus,
apart, disassemble the parts, see it for what it is. Make sure you understand it.
Well, and plus, people are clearly in different places in their life. So when they read the book, it's going to read them. It's going to give them what they need for where they're at. Now, when I'm talking to a group of people, they're, I mean, kind enough to be transparent and tell me what's going on. And then I can just, pinpoint where the what happened.
Were you ever a member of Toastmasters when you were in business?
No.
In Toastmasters, they have a can, and they throw stuff in the can when you're speaking. If you say something wrong, you get it wrong, they throw something, make a noise in the can. Yeah, and it's very unnerving.
Why would
I'm
they
just
do that?
thinking because I never read your book.
But
Yeah.
really, why would they do that?
Well, I think the Toastmasters is a training program for people that are going to be official speech givers. That's what Toastmasters is about. If you're a member of Toastmasters, you're a giver of speeches for money or for whatever it is. And so every time you go to a Toastmasters meeting, you're being trained. And that's like a cattle prod, They don't electrocute you. They are, stick a prod in your butt to get you up the ramp. They throw a nickel in the pot instead. And it's crazy. Crazy. I was in Toastmasters. I was in Rotary. I was in all that stuff at some point. But I think that if there is some training to be involved, then besides this, the conversation. It seems to me that from an academic standpoint, a rubric of thought isn't necessarily a bad idea. Like we were sort of funning, but we weren't, but I wasn't funny necessarily to stand up and have them repeat the mantra three or four times. Just make it fun, but make sure they don't remember, they don't forget it. You know, they go home, sit down at the dinner table, they stand up and shout your mantra. And the husband says, "What the hell is that about?" Well, let me tell you.
Yeah. You know, the underlining and common response I get to the game is sadness. You know, a reality check.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Those are the people who are actually reading it. And they'll turn to any page and read, you know, three paragraphs in any section, and their life flashes before them. Doesn't make any difference. I mean, it just does. Because immediately, if you have any kind of a hive brain at all, you bring up years of bad experience. Right out of the box.
Yep.
So I think that's why our earlier conversation is even more important about pain. Just remember this when you read the book so that you don't, you know, dissolve into tears.
Right. Well,
it's okay.
I mean,
forgive yourself.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's okay too, because all that stuff is locked up. You know, you've been carrying it around in yourselves and you don't even know what the weight is.
That's right. I cry easy. I used to. Well, I still do, actually. I cry easy. But yeah, I do, I guess. What gets me is music. See, I'm a frequency guy. Music gets me. I mean, the conversations, I don't much, you know, so what. But if I read something or if I hear music, the right kind of music, I can't get through it. Get through it. But that's because of how I, you know, my history. It's a lot of music in my history. So sure. But is that pain? I don't think that's pain.
It is. It's most certainly pain.
If you cry when you hear something?
Wait a minute. What? Were we talking about the same thing?
Well, I'm talking about, I'm saying that I cry, and I cry at the sound of music.
Oh, no. No, I was still talking about the response to the game.
Yeah. But if you cry at the response to the game, that is pain. That's pain coming
out.
Yeah,
you are releasing. Yeah. Because sure. Once the truth hits you, I mean, it's literally like just, you know, like this laser sharp gut to the pain. Like, oh, there it is.
Well, that's probably why you got the Impact Award, you know?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. I really wish I could like see more people's opinions, you know, like whoever was reviewing the book, you know, for the award. It's like, what were you doing when you're reading it?
They were crying based on this conversation.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean, I think I you know, Lawrence Nora was very candid with me when he's my publisher in Pennsylvania, and he was reading a part of one of the chapters of Deals, Danger, Destiny, and he said I had to put it down. And I couldn't get through it without crying, without seeing what was going on. He said, I just couldn't get through it. And this is a guy that reads all the time, and he's in the business. And he couldn't get through the chapter on the.
Oh, it was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I know.
So, of course, that's happening with your book as well.
Yeah, but it's different.
It's different. Of course it's different. Yes.
Yeah.
I get it.
When we're reading your book, we're feeling you. We're just, you know, the compassion for humanity. You're just like, oh my God. And, you know, you can't help but cry. And, but with my book, you know, you're seeing your whole life flash in front of you. Like, oh my, what have I been doing? Why was I so stupid?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I understand the difference. They're two different things. They both cry, but for different reasons.
Right.
And yes, I know.
You know, it's like the sharpest critical thinking that hits you, and you're like, well, why was I any other way? Why do I do these things?
Well, what you are is you're just damn glad that the book is inert, because you're not being found out. You're allowing yourself to do it alone. You're not being put in a public square and stoned for who you are. And that is wonderful.
You can read it in the corner all by yourself.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Under the covers or something. Don't look at
Yeah.
me.
That's right.
As I discover who I am.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You should sell a flashlight with the book. Yeah. A nice little blanket and a flashlight. Yeah. To read this book.
I was having a conversation today, and he had just read The Third Gate, trying to, see where he's at and make sense of it all and everything. And he's trying his best to describe all of his emotions, like, what is happening to me? Basically, he kept saying, like, I just don't understand. I feel like I'm living in two worlds now.
Like that. Boy, that had an impact. That's impact right there.
He said, all of a sudden, he goes, all of this stuff is coming up, all this pain, all these memories. It's a beautiful life, though. You think about it like that.
Well,
Because don't we just forget our life pretty much all the decades, unless we really think about it?
AA has kind of a program for going back and apologizing to people, and for that you've hurt or you've caused pain, because there's an awful lot of people that are members of Al-Anon because they've got AA people trying to figure out how they can get out, crawl out of the bottle. I've never, and I'm speaking from associate, not personal experience because I have none, but. But I'm familiar with it, and I've down below my old office. That was the AA meeting every morning. It was a restaurant nightclub, and it was right below my office. I'd go to work, and there was always free coffee down there, so that's why I'd go and get my coffee. It was free with the AA people, and they were hurting. They were really hurt. As the testimonies were, would come up. And I would just sit there and listen. It was a tremendous education. And at any rate, I think your book is all of those things wrapped up into one. It really is. Because whatever drives the bad decision can be found in a paragraph someplace, behind a number. You are number 51, you poor bastard. And I mean, this leads to all kinds of marketing ideas, which I hate to do that to myself, but I just, you could sell numbers to hang around your neck, like a scapular medal with a number on it, to remind yourself. It's like, kicking yourself.
Wow. You could really do that, John. You
You
know what I mean?
could.
Like if one of those plays or any of those things really hit you, you could claim that number.
Yeah, you wear it. Tattoo it in your arm. A lot of people like
No.
tattoos.
No tattoos. They're toxic. Poison. Don't do that.
Okay.
You could definitely know that that's your number.
Yours a keychain, scapular medal.
Maybe, use it as a passcode or something, or just know that's your
Passcode,
number.
that's a good one. Passcode, yeah, your number. Well, bring it up, make that the end of the meeting after they've stood up and shouted at the first of the meeting. At the end of the meeting, say, now pick a number and it's going to be your passcode, whatever your number is. Anyway, I would say that's wonderful. All those ideas, because no matter what you do, I'm saying this, I believe the book is correct, but it doesn't make any difference, really and truly, what you do to get people to read the book. It doesn't make any difference, short of being illegal, because it needs to be read. If people are going to get fair and be square and obey the law of the pack, it has to be read.
I know. And, I'm really hoping that people come up with all these creative ideas on their own. They just fall in love with the book and just get inspired. God will work through them. Just like that, like wear your number. And what number are you? I'm number 218. So I could read number 218 and go, now I
Yeah,
understand.
I get it. Yeah. We might work
I
something
mean,
like that again.
we
Yeah.
could really fall in love with each other like that.
Yeah, you could. Make a dice game out of it.
A dice
And
game?
sure, throw dice, get a number, see what it is. So one way to read the book, fill the dice down, pick up the numbers, take a multiple of the numbers. First run is the number, second run is two times the number, four times the number. Like make a pinochle game out of it so that you read the book with dice. Any device, read right where the number, whatever we talked about, but any device gets you to read the paragraph behind the number.
Right.
That's all you're trying to do. If you get someone to read the paragraph behind the number, your job is done. The motivation is, it's the motivation. You're developing the odor. That's how animals mate. They create odor. You're trying to get these people to mate with that book.
Yeah.
Make it squawk.
Yeah.
I'm not
I don't
telling you
know.
what to do here. I'm talking out loud. You know that.
I know. No, it's just, that's what we do.
Is that what that what we do, isn't it? That's what we do here in this podcast. We talk out loud. Sometimes we shout.
Sometimes we shout. Sometimes I'm just thinking. I'm just literally thinking about what you said, like just how easily people could fall in love with each other. If they fell in love with the book, like if they fell in love, obviously with themselves, because that's what you're working on as you're going through the book. But when you see your player and you had a number, it's like all of a sudden you have this commonality, you have this, your humility pieces on the board.
Well, that's a baseline. That's a basic baseline, is what it is, I think. Starting point.
It's a beautiful
And then
gem.
you could become you could become like the zodiac. You could make and make you could mix the numbers, which numbers go together. If you're a 52, you really should meet a 38,
Yeah, but I mean, but the it, I mean, that's a great idea, but they don't really go like that because the plays aren't like that. The plays are more of what not to do and what to do instead.
Yeah, I know it's a how-to book, but
Yeah.
you can extrapolate any of that
Yeah.
stuff.
Right.
I mean, just fun T-shirts, baseball
Oh,
caps.
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I actually mentioned that, with Nick. Definitely. Kind of forgot about that. Kind of dropped the ball. I have to pick that up.
What to get hats?
The licensing. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Because he can license using logo and, make the t-shirts and the hats and whatever.
Yeah.
Because
Yes.
he's so excited every time. He's always like, I sold another book. I sold another book. I'm like, that's awesome.
Is it, well, he's your retail outlet, isn't he? Is that is
Yeah.
it, he's it? Do you defer people? I mean, do you refer people to him? Is that what happens, or how do you do that?
No, actually, he's just no.
He's just a seller.
He's just a seller. Yeah.
Well, that's
Yeah. I
good.
mean,
I
just
mean,
like a
that's good.
publisher and there and Amazon and my website and yeah, I mean, it's definitely not all over the place. It's kind of funny.
Well, yeah, it's the evolution of business. It's the natural process. It's it's all that kind of stuff. Gosh.
Yeah, speaking of
The
Nick,
Wealth of Nations.
I got the lapis lazuli, my
Yeah,
stone.
the big
Oh,
rock.
my gosh. It is so magical. I meditated with it yesterday. And at the moment I put it in my hands just to meditate, I'm thinking, oh my God, I can feel the energy coming off the stone. It was almost vibrating. It was so strong. And I probably meditated for about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that. And then when I was done, I put it on my counter here and walked away. And then I came back and I was looking at her going, God, you're so beautiful. And so I went to touch her again, and she was more hot or more warm than my hands.
Now, why are you
The
applying gender to
temperature,
this rock?
I don't know. I really don't know. But now it's a
Huh.
she.
Yeah.
And yeah, so anyway, the temperature was warmer than my hands. I had to pick her
Well,
up again.
that's real stuff.
Yeah, that was all
Yeah.
energy.
Yeah.
Heat coming off the rock.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do it again.
Well, I mean that's I don't want to talk about science anymore. I mean, because it's actually everything reacts off everything, right? Everything. There's no exception. Everything reacts off everything. Everything. So you're reacting with that lapis. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that. That's just
Big time.
basics. That's basic science. I hate to bring it up in that context, but that's what it is. It's basic science. But it's an advanced form of how you are handling that the wave. You know, it's a wave. There's waves, particles,
Funny.
wave.
I didn't know it was a she until right now.
Yeah, I mean, I picked up with the gender right away. You put a gender on that
Right,
rock
right.
immediately.
And I
And
have, huh?
I do just the opposite. They're all men. All my stuff is they're all boys.
Well, I have a crystal skull named Max.
Ah, there you go.
Do you know the story of Max, the crystal skull?
No.
Well, yeah, apparently it's a big skull and it's quartz crystal and it belonged to somebody. Now I don't have the whole story straight, but it belonged to someone and it would talk to him. Well, he put it away in a closet, passed away, put it away, and apparently it was given to this other woman. And so now she travels the world with Max. And you can go in there and talk to Max and, meditate, ask questions, whatever, with this skull. And, she goes on to tell the story about, her experience with the skull and stuff. But anyway, so afterwards, there's like little miniature skulls, different color of crystal and this and that. But this one that I have, it's about palm size and it's quartz crystal. And I just call Max. It's little Max. So
Okay.
I'm just saying it's
Well,
my lapis
gender
is a she.
appropriation is really related to culture quite a bit. I mean, because there's like in France, there's no neuter gender. Everything has got a male or female. There's no neuter gender. There's no it. It's law lay, le law,
I think it kind of
she,
brings you
she.
closer to the item.
Of course it does. Of course it
You
does,
know?
especially in the Romance languages. That's why they're really strong on gender.
Yeah, there it's a relationship. You're mine.
You're right. That's right. Right. That's. I mean, it's called anthropomorphism, actually.
It's what?
It's called anthropomorphism. That's what it's called,
Oh.
technically. Yeah.
You and your vocabulary, John.
I'm
That's
sorry, but that's what it is. It's
cool.
yeah, it
Now we
can be
always learn
studied.
something.
Can be studied.
I don't know where you get all these words from. Get a dictionary out when I'm reading your book.
I had a friend of mine in Michigan. We were in some classes together, and she said, we were talking about your words. She said, I always have to look up your words.
Right.
I always have to look up your words,
Well, that's the
Yeah.
good thing about like when ask me the chapter, and there's a word in there that I don't know, and then I can just click on it and it says, yeah, look that up for me, will you? What does that mean? I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Do you just randomly like put these in, or what, do you look these up? What are you doing?
No, merely I have a good vocabulary.
I mean, far and wide and high, and I'm like, what? Where did he get that? Oh my gosh. Yeah, but it makes it good because it stretches our mind and we learn something new. Yeah, it's really, really good. So, yeah, and I
And
was reading Bill's Angel Destiny today.
yeah, you
Yeah.
like it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm gonna share it. It was really good. I mean, it's been a while since I've read it the first time, and I don't know what motivated me to pick it up today, but I just said, you know what, I'm just gonna pick this up and open it. And I just
Yeah.
started reading, and I'm like, God, that was such a good conversation. It's just so, it's so good, John.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. It's almost like I forgot how good it was because, I'm reading Floppy Feathers with you every day.
Yeah.
And when I go back and it's like, wow, just the lead in, the setup, and the one run. I mean, like, you're not sketching this out, you're not piecing it together, you're not, hemming and hawing, what about this? You're just like literally laying this down on paper. In one run.
That's good. That's a yeah, that's accurate. You're right.
Uh,
Yeah,
yeah.
it went down.
So, one of my favorite books is called The Mayor of Castle, Thomas Hardy. And when I read that story, I had to keep putting the story down. I kept putting the book down, going, how is he writing like this? Because there were so many twists and turns in the book. And when I'm reading your book, I think to myself, I wonder if he was able to do that, like in one run, just create this story with these characters like you have.
Well, I mean, a lot of the book is, you know, is a memoir. So I mean, I'm just from memory, you know,
Right.
my life. I mean, it doesn't, and then, well, it's actually all a
But then
memoir. I
it
mean,
turns.
well, it turns around, of course, with Thomas Aquinas in Paris.
You're right.
But I have been. The other thing is to just to expand on what you're saying about how wonderful it is. Thank you for that. I've had some people of consequence tell me after reading the dialogue with Aquinas, they said it's brilliant. It's
Yeah.
brilliant. And I didn't see it that way. I was just writing it down. I was just having a conversation with Thomas Aquinas, you know. But they said it's a fabulous conversation.
It is. I think that may have been where I opened up the book. I have it marked. Let me see. I have it right here because I'm going to share it. Me just look real quick.
Okay.
I mean, look. I have it dog-eared. Yeah, it was chapter 50.
Okay.
Let me see here. Make sure. My goodness. I have more dog ears in here than I
Good. That's not a
thought.
design.
But I know. No, because I was gonna read a portion of it. This isn't the whole story. Obviously, I was not gonna do this whole thing. But it was you and Aquinas talking. And I'm thinking, I have got to share this, like right now. Yeah, I am. I got to find it again exactly where I'm going to start. Because obviously, I'm not going to read, four chapters here. And I have it marked from 50 to 60, which I can't do that. But.
That's all dialogue. I mean, I just picked it up now just to see. And yeah. I should do it myself.
What, read it?
Well, I mean, I have it on audio as well. I have it on Audible, so I listen to myself as well as read it. Depends, but I'm not the reader because I'm not a very good reader. That's not my strong suit.
So speaking of which, I was talking to Eric about that, my publisher. I'm talking about an audiobook and how somebody had said here that they listen to how-to books or educational books on tape, right? You know? And he's like, yeah, but you would have to read it because you can't have anybody else read your book.
Well, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah, I mean, I think obviously that'd be nice. I don't know how you'd do that. I have no idea how to get there because mine dropped on me right out of the blue. I mean, I had no idea. I didn't even apply for Audible. It just happened. I got a note that said you're on Audible. I thought, no shit, you know. And the guy that reads my book, some people don't like him, but I think he gets better and better as he goes. And
I'm gonna have to listen to
so,
it.
yeah.
I want to listen to it, I just haven't done it.
Well,
But
his interpretation of the Aquinas dialogue, I think, is exceptional, really. Because he,
really?
yeah, I think so. I already do. Yeah.
I want to hear it. I want to hear the voice that does just reads the whole book.
His yeah, I think the sample doesn't do it justice. I think you almost have to get on Audible and listen to it, you know, because the people that read that listen to the sample don't seem to like it for some reason, but they're accustomed to who I am, and they think they're going to hear me and they're not, because I've never read a book in my life. I mean, I don't, I mean, I've read books, of course, but I don't read. I don't read.
Read out
Yeah,
loud, you mean?
I don't read. I don't read. I mean, I've for all the media experience I have had my past really and truly. I was never a good board operator. I never was the talking head ever. I was always something else, you know. But that's neither here nor there. I guess that's just one of the things. But anyway, I appreciate you reading my book very much. And we got a thing today from the UK where they had a 1,500 likes on the sticker, which is nice.
That is nice with a
Yeah.
very nice review.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember which one this was.
Well, you know, it's like it's well, you're looking at it, it's just like our this podcast. I mean, we're in 41 countries. I mean, the United States on our podcast, the United States is number 10. I mean, England and France and Germany and Spain are all ahead of us, all ahead of the USA. Listening to you and I talk. Yeah, thank you, the world. I mean, we are, this is global. You know, I suppose we talk about human, quote, ordinary stuff, global stuff. But I agree with the guy that said you should read your own book. How to do that, I have no idea. But you are a good reader. You've got a terrific voice. You're a good reader, and makes a lot of sense.
Well, I'm, in time, I guess I'll consider that. I don't know. I know with the audio that I did, for the 2 hour audio, that took a minute. That took a minute to have, the little clicks and whatever taken out of it. So it's kind of a job. Kind of a job. We'll see. All in good time.
All right.
All right.
Well, we're over the hour, so if you want to read out of my book sometime, feel free.
I am going to read out of your book. I'm definitely going to do that. I'm just why I can't find the page that I was on because I had dog-eared both of them, like where to start and stop.
Well, I'm
But
glad
now it
there's
looks.
lots of dog ears since you don't know where you are, because that means you're liking a whole bunch of it, you know?
I am.
Right?
No,
Magic markers and paper clips and
I. You know what? I actually had to look at it to make sure this wasn't the signed copy so I could mess it up.
oh
Making sure
yeah.
I got all those tucked away.
All right,
All
let's put a
right.
wrap on this. I love you.
I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
Okay.
bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.